all our tribulation. بأوينا بعزينا بكل ضيقاتنا العدد 4 verse 4. Remember that Paul was certainly well versed, highly experienced as far as tribulation was concerned. بولس كان عنده خبرة واسعة بالنسبة لقضية الصعوبات والضيقات. Acts chapter 9, he was persecuted in Damascus. أعمال إصحاح 9 اضطهدوا بالشام. لسترا, Acts chapter 14, he was stoned. بلسترا بأعمال 14 تم رجمه. فيليبي إصحاح 16 انجلد وانحبس. Philippians chapter, it's not Philippians, excuse me, in Philippi, in Acts chapter 16, he was beaten and imprisoned. In Thessalonica, in Acts chapter 17, he faced persecution. أعمال 13, التسلونيكي واجه اضطهاد. وأيضا بكورنثوس بأعمال 18, also in Corinth. In Acts chapter 18, there was persecution. Acts chapter 19, the city of Ephesus was in an uproar against him at one point. أعمال 19, مدينة أفسس بأمها وأبوها كانت ضده بفترة معينة. Acts chapter 20, we are told that the Jews laid wait for him. أعمال 20, كان في مكيدة من اليهود عليه. Also in Acts chapter 20, he mentions that the Jews were lying in wait and bonds and afflictions awaited him. بعمل 20 بيذكر مرة تانية مكايد اليهود ووثقا وشدائدا تنتظرهم. In Jerusalem they tried to kill him. Acts chapter 21 بيروشاليم وأعمال 21 جربوا يقتلوه. Acts chapter 23, a group of people in Jerusalem banded together and said, we will not eat until we have killed Paul. أعمال 23, مجموعة من الناس اجتمعت بأورشليم وأخذوا على نفسهم عهد أنه ما رح يأكلوا إلى أن يأكلوا بولس الرسول. In Caesarea, before the Roman governor, he was falsely accused. Acts 24, أعمال 24, بالقيصرية أمام الوالي الروماني اتهم باطلا. And the Bible tells us in general that opposition, hostility, and enmity await the believer. If we're thinking of Paul the Apostle, actually, the book of Acts does not tell us about all his suffering, all the hardship, difficulty, and affliction which he faces. عم فكر عن بولس الرسول, سفر الأعمال ما بيخبرنا عن كل الضيقات اللي واجهها. Because in 2 Corinthians and chapter 11 specifically, we learn that he was beaten by that time. He was beaten 8 times. And we do not have 8 beatings recorded in the book of Acts. We actually have just one, if I'm not mistaken, which is in Philippi. بكورنثوس الثاني صح 11 بيقول انه انضرب 8 مرات بين جلد وبين عصي. بسفر الأعمال حادثة وحدة من هالنوع مذكورة في فيليبي. فإذا سفر الأعمال لما بيتكلم عن ضيقات بولس الرسول بيتكلم بطريقة انتقائية, يعني ما بيعطينا الصورة الشاملة والكاملة. Act speaks selectively of his tribulation and affliction. It does not speak comprehensively. The Lord Jesus said, the world will hate you. It hated me before you. رب يسوع المسيح قال إنه العالم رح يكرهكم, رح يبغضكم. أبغضوني قبل ما أبغضوكم. Peter says, don't think it's strange, the fiery trial which you face. ما تستغربوا البلوى المحرقة يلي رح تختبروها. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10, the devil will cast some of you into prison. Let me begin from the top of the verse. Fear none of the things which you will suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried. And ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. رؤية 12 لا تخف البتة مما أنت عتيد أن تتألم به هو ذا إبليس مزمع أن يلقي بعضا منكم في السجن لكي تجربوا ويكون لكم ضيق 10 أيام كن أمينا إلى الموت فسأعطيك إكليل الحياة. Be faithful. Now, this whole approach is very much in contrast with the way the world thinks. Listen to this statement made by a very well-known Roman writer and politician, Cicero. العالم فكر بطريقة تانية. اسمعوا هالكلام من سيسرو يلي كان كاتب وسياسي روماني معروف جدا. Lived from around the year 106 to the year 43 before Christ, واللي عاش من 106 إلى 43 قبل المسيح. Cicero says, one only thanks the gods. Why do we thank the gods? One only thanks the gods because he was rich, because he was honored, because he was safe and sound. They call Jupiter best and greatest because of these things, not because he makes us just, temperate, and wise, but safe, secure, opulent, and well supplied. نشكر الآلهة لأنه شو؟ لأنه الإنسان بيكون غني، لأنه الإنسان بيكون مكرم، لأنه الإنسان بيكون بأمان. وبالتحديدا منقول عن جوبيتر إنه هو الأفضل بسبب هيك أشياء، مش لأنه بخلينا نكون عادلين وحكماء ومعتدلين، بل لأنه يجعلنا أن نكون أمناء ومزدهرين. In some way or the other, isn't that the gospel of prosperity? You know, God is there so that what will happen? So that I will have 5 houses and 3 helicopters and 2 aircraft carriers and 1 space shuttle taking me to the moon whenever I like. إنجيل الازدهار. الشيء المهم هو إنه الرب يعطيني البحبوحة المادية والطمأنينة الشخصية والليستة كلها. I don't know what's coming to mind is, you know, God is supposed to be Santa Claus in some sense. وكأنه الرب يتعامل معنا مثل بابا نويل بالأفكار البسيطة الموجودة عند البعض خاصة الصغار. There is tribulation, but he comforts us in the present tense, continually and unfailingly. يعزينا, يقوينا, he strengthens us. يعزينا بصيغة المضارع باستمرار وبدون فشل. مش مرة بالزمان, not once in a while. He comforts us. Comfort comes from God. هو يعزينا ويقوينا. القوة تأتي من عند الرب. Yes, he does use human instruments. Barnabas, the son of encouragement. نعم, يستخدم أدوات بشرية. برنابا ابن التعزي. Chapter 7 and verse 6, we were comforted by the coming of Titus. أصحاح 7 والعدد 6, الله الذي يعزي المتضعين عزانا بمجيء تيتوس. God, who comforts those who are cast down, comforted us by the coming of Titus. God is the one who comforts, Isaiah chapter 12 and verse 1. إشعياء 12 والعدد واحد. Thou wast angry with me, but thine anger away, and thou comforted me. أحمدك يا رب لأنه إذ غضبت علي ارتد غضبك فتعزيني. Isaiah 57 verse 18, I have seen his ways, I will heal him, I will lead him also and restore comforts unto him. إشعياء 57:18, رأيت طرقه وسأشفيه وأقوده وأرد تعزيات له. Jeremiah 31:13, أرمية 31:13, وأحول نوحهم إلى طرب وأعزيهم وأفرحهم في حزنهم. I will turn their mourning into joy and will comfort them and make them rejoice from their sorrow. John chapter 14 and verse 16, I will pray the Father and he will give you another comforter, that he might abide with you forever. يوحنا 14:16, وأنا أطلب من الآب فيعطيكم معزيا آخر ليمكث معكم إلى الأبد. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verses 16 and 17. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. وربنا نفسه يسوع المسيح والله أبونا الذي أحبنا وأعطانا عزاء أبديا ورجاء صالحا بالنعمة يعزي قلوبكم ويثبتكم في كل كلام وعمل صالح. He comforts us in all our tribulation. يعزينا في كل ضيقاتنا لأنه إله كل تعزية, because he is the God of all comfort. He can deliver us by removing affliction from us. ممكن أن يساعدنا من خلال إبعادنا عن المشقات والضيقات, أو أن يقوينا بنعمته بوسط المشقات والضيقات, or to strengthen us with his grace in the midst of tribulations, as was the case with Paul and the thorn in the flesh. المثل عن الأمر الثاني, بولس الرسول والشوكي في الجسد. God uses difficulties. God uses afflictions. رب يستخدم الصعوبات والضيقات every branch in his vine he prunes it. كل غصن في الكرم بشحله لكي شو, لكي يعطي ثمر أكثر. So that it will give more fruit. So that it will give more fruit. John Bunyan said, there is that of God to be seen in the day of difficulty and hardship, which cannot be seen in another. His power in holding up some, his wrath in heaving of others, his making of shrubs to stand, his suffering of cedars to fall, his infatuating of the counsels of men, his making of the devil to outwit himself, his giving of his presence to his people, his leaving of his foes in the dark, his disclosing the uprightness of the hearts of his sanctified ones, and laying open the hypocrisy of others. These are a working of spiritual wonders in the day of his wrath, in the day of the whirlwind and storm. We are apt to overshoot in the days that are calm, to think of ourselves far higher and more strong than we find we be when the trying day is upon us. We could not live without such turnings of the hand of God upon us. We should be overgrown with flesh if we did not have our seasonable winters. It is said that in some countries trees will grow but will bear no fruit. because there is no winter there. I'll try to say that in Arabic. عمل الرب يرى في يوم الضيقة في يوم المشقة يقوي البعض ويترك الآخرين بخلي النبت توقف والأرز أن تقع يعكس مشورة الناس بخلي الشيطان بخلي الشيطان إنه يخدم حتى أهدافه يظهر نفسه وحضوره لشعبه ويترك أعدائه في الظلام يظهر استقامة قلوب المؤمنين ويفضح مراءة الآخرين. كل هذه الأشياء هي عجائب روحية يصنعها في يوم غضبه في الزوبعة والعاصي. نحن ميالين أن نبالغ بفكرنا عن أنفسنا في أيام الهدوء، ميالين أنه نفكر عن أنفسنا أنه نحن أقوياء أكثر مما نحن حقيقة، نرى الوضع الحقيقي في يوم التجربة. وبدون أيام تجربة لا يمكن للمؤمن أن يعيش، إذ يزيد الجسد ويقوى بدون ما يكون عندنا مواسم شتائية. يقال إنه في بعض البلدان الأشجار تنمو لكن لا تثمر لأنه في هالبلدان ما في شتاء. He went on to say, let me beg of you that you be not offended with God or man if the cross is heavy upon you. Not with God, he does nothing without a cause, nor with men, for they are servants of God to thee for good. Take therefore what comes to thee from God by them thankfully. بترجيك انه ما تنعثر لا من ناحية الرب ولا من ناحية الناس، ان كان الصليب يلي الرب وضعه عليك ثقيل ما تنعثر بالنسبة للرب لانه لا يصنع شيء بدون سبب، ولا تنعثر بالنسبة للناس لأنهم خدام الرب لأجلك ولمنفعتك. تقبل ما يأتي إليك من الرب بشكر. Hopeful says to Christian as they are crossing the river, these troubles and distresses that you go through in these waters are no sign that God has forsaken you, but are sent to try you whether you will call to mind that which heretofore you have received of his goodness and live upon him in your distresses. يقول صاحب الرجاء للمسيحي بسياحة المسيحي بينما عم يجتاز النهر هالمشاكل وهالضيقات يلي انت بتختبرها في هالمياه، هذه ليست علامة انه الرب تركك، بل هذه الأمور أرسلت لتجربك. هل ستتذكر كل ما اختبرته إلى هذا الوقت من جود وطيبة الرب وتعيش عليه، تعيش بقوته في ضيقاتك؟ Paul doesn't seem to go into much explanation regarding suffering. Not as much as we do in our day and time. بولس ما بيقعد يفسر ليه في ألام وليه في ضيقات قد ما نحن يمكن نفسر. بعتقد يمكن كان عنده نوع من الفكرة الأوضح من أفكارنا إنه الضيقات عندها دورة، عندها مكانة، وعندها فعالية طبعا بيد الرب لتعطي نتائج طيبة. He seems to understand that tribulation has its place, has its role, and has its good fruits by God's grace, so that we will be able to comfort others. لنعزي الآخرين. Paul is saying comfort comes from God. I'm a channel. I'm a relay station. التعزي والقوة من عند الرب. وأنا شو؟ أنا قناة. أنا محطة تحويل. تحويل. Sometimes we comfort ourselves by doing the following. Looking at our neighbor, seeing that he has some very difficult problems, and say, oh, I'm glad he has those difficult problems. نطلع على جارنا يمكن ومنشوف انه عنده مصايب اكبر من مصايبنا ونتعزى نقول خي منيح انه عم بصير معه ما عم بصير معي. Instead of doing that, when I experience tribulation and difficulty, it is so that I give comfort to others. لما الرب بيسمح انه انا يكون عندي ضيقات وصعوبات فذلك لكي انا اعطي التعزية الى الآخرين مش إنه انبسط ببؤس وشقاء الآخرين rather than somehow deriving satisfaction from the misery of of others. When we have difficulty, it's not so that I will sit in the corner and think only of myself. لما عندي صعوبة فممكن يكون في ميل إنه قاعد بزاوية يفكر بس بنفسي بوضعي بأموري بس الكتاب ما بيعلمنا انه نفكر هيك. In that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is what? He is able to help those who are tempted. بما انه تألم مجربا فهو قادر ان يعين المجربين. Simon, Simon, Satan has desired to have you so that he may sift you as wheat. I prayed for you that your faith will not fail. And when you're converted, when you turn around, strengthen your brethren. سمعان سمعان الشيطان طلبكم ليغربلكم كالحنطة كلكم. انت واحد وفي آخرين. أنا طلبت من أجلك لكي لا يفنى إيمانك. وأنت متى رجعت ثبت إخوتك. ثبت إخوتك. Remember Job and remember the end of Job's story. نهاية قصة أيوب. Job 42. Job said, I know, Lord, you can do all things. Nothing can be withheld from you. Who hides counsel without knowledge? Me. I said things that I did not understand, things too wonderful which I knew not. I've heard of you with the hearing of the ear. Now mine eye sees you. So I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. And it was so that after the Lord had spoken these words unto Job, the Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite, my wrath is kindled against thee and against your two friends. You've not spoken of me the thing that is right, as my servant Job has. Now seven bullocks and seven rams, take them to my servant Job. Offer up for yourselves a burnt offering. My servant Job shall pray for you. Him will I accept, lest I deal with you after your fault, after your folly. So Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, Zophar the Namathite, went and did according as the Lord commanded them. The Lord also accepted Job. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. And the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Now notice that the Bible does not say that the Lord told Job after Job said, I said things I didn't know, things too wonderful for me. I am the one who did not know what was going on. I abhor myself now that I've seen you. Repent in dust and ashes. Notice that it didn't work out the following way. The Lord told Job, okay, Job, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to turn everything around. Nor did the Lord tell him, you pray for your friends, and after you pray for your friends, I'm going to take everything and fix it, turn it around. The Lord did not tell him that ahead of time. In the midst of his difficulty, and without any promise that things were going to be turned around, the Lord said, I want you to pray for your friends. And he did. And then the Lord turned the captivity of Job. Ayub Ishah 42. Ayub بيقول أنا عرفت إنه بتعمل كل شيء لا يعثر عليك أمر. مين يلي بيخفي قضاء بلا معرفة؟ أنا حكيت إشياء ما بفهمها، إشياء فوقي. اسمع كلمتي الآن، بسمع الأذن قد سمعت عنك، والآن رأتك عيني، لذلك أرفض وأندم في التراب والرماد. هلا بعد هيك الرب كلم أصدقائه لأيوب وقال لهم أنه أنتم ما قلتوا الشيء الصحيح عنه، وجيبوا ذبيحة وأيوب بقدمها، أصعدوا محرقة لأجل أنفسكم، وعبدي أيوب يصلي من أجلكم لكي أرفع وجهه، لكي أرفع وجهه. الرب ما قال له لأيوب بعد ما أيوب اعترف أنه هو كان غلطان وأنه فهمه كان ناقص وأنه هو بيندم وبيتوب، الرب ما قال له لأيوب أنا رح ضبط كل الأمور ورح ترجع القصة مثل ما كانت سابقا، ولا قال له صلي من أجل أصدقائك وبعدين تضبط كل الأمور وترجع القصة مثل ما كانت سابقا. فإذن أيوب وهو لا يزال بوضع الصعوبة ووضع المرض اهتم بالآخرين يصلي من أجلهم، وبعدين الكتاب بيقول إنه الرب رد سبي أيوب. Remember Paul on the way to Rome. ذكروا بولس بذهابه إلى روما. أولا جربوا يقتلوا في أورشليم. First they tried to kill him in Jerusalem. They accused him falsely, اتهموه زور. As a favor to the Jews, he was left in prison for 2 years in Caesarea. كخدمة لليهود انترك أسير بالقيصرية على سنتين. Finally, he appealed to Caesar. أخيرا استأنف إلى قيصر. Now someone might think, well, why didn't he appeal to Caesar to begin with? Because that was not an easy solution. ليه نطر سنتين وبعدين استأنف لقيصر؟ لأنه هيدا ما كان حل سهل. Because you had to go to Rome, which was a difficult journey. بدك تروح على روما وهيدي رحلة فيها صعوبات. When you get to Rome, you will not appear before Caesar the next day. لما بتوصل على روما ما رح توقف قدام قيصر تاني نهار. سفر الأعمال بيقلنا إنه نطر بولس على الأقل سنتين. We understand from the book of Acts that Paul waited at least 2 years in Rome before he stood before Caesar. And then, what Caesar were you going to stand before? Nero, who was not known for his great dedication to justice. أي قيصر رح توقف أمامه ليبت بقضيتك؟ نيرون يلي منه آية في العدالة. And so this was a difficult situation for Paul in a variety of ways. وضع صعب بالنسبة لبولس بعدة طرق. And then just to make things worse, they were on the southern coast of Crete. كانوا على الساحل الجنوبي لجزيرة كريت بمرفأ معين in a certain harbor, Fair Havens. And Paul told them, and remember, Paul had a good amount of experience in terms of travel by sea. بولس نصح وكان عنده خبرة بأمور البحر. بولس قال لهم لازم نضل هون. Paul told them we need to stay here. The captain of the ship said, no, we'll go down the coast a little bit and there's a better harbor. قبطان السفينة قال نمشي شوي على الساحل بمحاذاة الساحل وفي مرفأ أفضل نضل فيه للشتوية. وبهالمشوار القصير in this short trip from one harbor to another along the southern coast of Crete, storm came. And Paul was the one who told them, let's stay in the first place. بهالرحلة الصغيرة من مرفأ إلى آخر إجت العاصفة وبولس كان قال لهم شو؟ لازم نضل بالمرفأ الأول. Imprisoned unjustly. انحبس بطريقة غير صحيحة. محاولات إنه يقتلوه. Attempts to kill him. False accusations against him. تهم مزيفة ضده. انتظار فترة طويلة. Waiting for a long time when his case should have been dealt with. Appealing to Caesar. استئناف لقيصر اللي هو أمر منه أكيد بل شائك بطرق معينة. Something that is not necessarily this shining path out. Otherwise, he would have taken it earlier. And then the storm and the fact that they got into it because people would not listen to him. والعاصفة اللي دخلوا فيها لأنه شو؟ لأنه الناس ما كانوا يسمعوا له. يعني بكفي هالأمور بعتقد مجتمعة لو واحد يعمل شو؟ لو واحد يعمل حالة أحباط برخصة. with these kinds of things going on, you could have a official depression. And yet, the Lord appears to him and comforts him. And what does he do? Right away, he stands and comforts others. Right away, he stands and comforts others. الرب بيظهر له, الرب بيعزيه, ودغري شو بيعمل؟ بيوقف وبيعزي الآخرين. There will be no loss of any man's life among you. There stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, you must be brought before Caesar. God has given you all those who sail with you. Be of good cheer, sirs. I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. الآن انذركم. لا تكون خسارة نفس واحدة منكم إلا السفينة. وقف بي هذه الليلة ملاك الإله الذي أنا له والذي أعبده قائلا لا تخف يا بولس. ينبغي لك أن تقف أمام قيصر, هو ذا قد وهبك الله جميع المسافرين معك. لذلك سروا أيها الرجال لأن يؤمن بالله أنه يكون هكذا كما قيل لي. Then later in Acts 27 verse 33, Paul besought them to take meat. He told them, you haven't eaten anything. This is for your health. A hair shall not fall from the head of any of you. And when he had thus spoken, he took bread. He gave thanks to God in the presence of them all. When he had broken it, he began to eat. Then they were all of good cheer. And they took some meat. طلب منهم أنه يتناولوا طعام. هيدا اليوم الرابع عشر وأنتوا عم تنتصروا. ما أكلتوا شيء. ألتمس منكم أن تتناولوا طعاما لأن هذا يكون مفيدا لنجاتكم. لأنه لا تسقط شعرة من رأس واحد منكم. ولما قال هذا أخذ خبزا وشكر الله أمام الجميع وكسر وابتدأ يأكل فصار الجميع مسرورين وأخذوهم أيضا طعاما. To comfort others in the midst of our tribulation. أن نعزي الآخرين في وسط ضيقتنا نحن. Think of the letter to the Philippians. Many times people say, it is a letter of rejoicing, a letter of joy. رسالة فيليبي. كثير من الأمرار الناس بيقولوا عنها وعن حق رسالة فرح. مكتوبة من وين؟ مكتوبة من السجن. A letter of rejoicing written from imprisonment. Specifically, Paul was in house arrest in Rome, waiting to stand before Nero. كان مأسور ببيت ومنتظر أن يقف أمام نيرون. أمام نيرون وعم يكتب وهو مسجون عم يكتب رسائل فرح للآخرين. While he is imprisoned, he is writing letters of rejoicing to others. He comforts us in all our tribulation so that we can comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted of God. I remember reading about a pastor who had a bad car accident. ريت عن أسيس كان عنده حادث سيارة صعب جدا. And among other things, his one of his legs was badly shattered. وحدة من إجريه تكسرت كثير. And he needed for quite some time to have this kind of metal brace where you have rings of metal around your leg. احتاج هالأداة الطبية اللي فيها هيك حلقات حديد بيحطوها حوالي الإجر وبيكون في أسلاك مثل فايتة بالإجر معلقة بهالحلقات. And from the rings you would have like metal strings that were going into the leg to hold things together, things that were shattered, to hold them in the right place so that they would heal. Now, people who have that kind of injury, الناس اللي عندهم إصابة هالقد صعبة وبيضطر انه يكون طبعا نايم بتاخد فترة طويلة وهالحديدة على اجره وفايته باجره and lying down in a bed for a long time with this metal thing around his leg and going into his leg. Very difficult physically and also very difficult in terms of leading to a certain kind of depression. قضية صعبة جسديا بتوجع كتير وبتعمل نوع من هيك نوع من الأحباط. Anyway, the Lord helped him through it and he recovered his ability to walk, but his leg was always a little bit weak. الرب ساعده وقويه وتعافى وبالنهاية قدر يرجع يمشي, بس إجره كانت دايما تضايقه نوعا ما. So one day he was taking a group of young people to a rally, to a meeting. عم ياخد مجموعة شبيبي من كنيسته إلى اجتماع شبيبي مشترك مع كنايس تانيين. The meeting was in a large auditorium which had seating at the ground level and also had a balcony. الاجتماع كان بمحل كبير, محل ما في مكان الناس يقعدوا وفي بلكون كمان ممكن يقعدوا فيه. Now, he had already told his young people, and he always told them this. He told them, we want to go and be there early so that we can sit ground level. قال لمجموعة الشبيبة وكان دايما يقول لهم انه بدنا نروح بكير ونقعد مش بالبلكون. Why did he not want to be seated in the balcony? Because then he'd have to go up steps. And going up steps was painful, something that his leg didn't like. ليه ما بده يقعد بالبلكون؟ بده يكون موجود بكير ويقعد بالمقاعد على المستوى الأرضي. ما بده يطلع على البلكون لأنه ما بده يطلع على الدراج اللي بتوصل على البلكون لأنه يجره بتضايقه. Anyway, some of the young people were late. البعض من الشبيبي اللي هني جزء من المجموعة تأخروا هني عم يجتمعوا, وبالتالي لأنه واحد اثنين تأخروا وصلوا على المكان متأخرين شوي. كل المحلات على المستوى الأرضي مأخودي مجبورين يطلعوا على البلكون. A couple of people in the group were late, so the group didn't get there early and all the seats on the ground level were taken and he had to go up to the balcony. The whole group had to go up to the balcony. So he was going up the steps leading to the balcony, none too happy. عم يطلع على الدراجة اللي بتوصل على البلكون. You know how you go up steps and you kind of come out almost like a hole. You find yourself in the balcony. واحد بيطلع على الدراج وبيطلع هيك بنوع كأنه نوع من الثغرة وبيصير على البلكون. مظبوط ولا لا؟ And so he went up the steps, and as soon as he walked out and was on the balcony, right there, there was a young man in a wheelchair with one of his legs propped up and with that big halo brace on his leg. So right away he started talking to him. And he found out that he was discouraged because it was so difficult and painful and long. And he started to tell him how he himself passed through the same experience and how the Lord helped him. طلع وصل على المدخل تبع البلكون, فات على البلكون, دغري شاف شاب حد هالمدخل تبع البلكون قاعد بكرسي رافع اجره وعنده هالحديدة الحلقات على إجره. شاب عمل حادث كمان بإجره, دغري بلش يحكي معه, اكتشف إنه هو فشلان وزعلان من صعوبة الأمر والوجع وطول الأمر, وبلش يخبره كيف هو اختبر نفس الأمر وكيف الرب ساعده وكيف بالنهاية مشي الحال. Sometimes being late can be a good thing. No. But the Lord uses. الرب يستخدم الأمور. الرب يستخدم الأمور to comfort others with the comfort which we have received from the Lord. As the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds by Christ. There is a lot of difficulty, a lot of hardship. There is much tribulation, but there is more strength from the Lord. في ضيقات عديدة لكن نعمة وقوة الرب هي أعظم. Like it says in Romans 5:20, where sin abounds, grace did even much more abound. حيث كثرت الخطية هناك ازدادت أيضا, أي ازدادت أكثر النعم. Like it says in the Old Testament as well, many are the afflictions of the righteous, and out of them all the Lord delivers him. كثيرة هي بلايا الصديق ومنها جميعها الرب بخلصه, الرب ينقذه. He comforts us so that we will comfort others with the comfort which we ourselves are comforted by from God. The sufferings of Christ abound in us, so also there is abundant consolation. There is abundant strength from Christ and from the Lord. He goes on to say, we'll look at this more next time, whether we're afflicted, it is for your sake. And whether we are comforted, this is also for your sake. It is also for your sake. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your servant Paul, for this letter, for the Corinthian believers. We thank you because difficulty might abound, but your grace does much more abound. We thank you because you fill your children with your power, and you make that comfort and strength to reach others through them, so that your name in all things would be glorified. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
them the way to go out.
Yeah.